That isn't an owl. That is, wait a minute, that's one of, well, they call it the squeak. I've never known whether they call it the squeak owl or the screech owl, because he doesn't have a screechy sound. He has a hoo-hoo-hoo sound. But you very seldom see them.
Is there an actually real large kind of owl?
I don't know. The kind that's around here, just the average, I mean the normal kind that you would find, I guess, most any place.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Oh, that is the woodpecker.
Have you ever heard
of peckerwood?
Okay. You ever heard of a person called peckerwood?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means the person of a Caucasian descent.
Tell me what exactly it means.
I don't know. They call them peckerwood.
Is it an insult?
Yes, definitely.
Does it refer
to them as being, if you call them out of a person out of their name, say a person of black or Negro or Afro American, then they come back and say peckerwood, sager, cracker, and all those type of things. Uh-huh.
Okay. And
would
you call would you call Lester Maddox? Would you call him a peckerwood?
I think they're talking about a real poor. Then they call them poor trash.
Yeah.
Poor trash. That's very prevalent among people. They're nothing but old poor trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the poor, the very poor class of the Caucasian.
Okay.
Bougie?
Yeah.
They got so many names now they call them, but they're not.
Yeah, this is a section in the questionnaire. So let me just go ahead and get to this section. The first part of the section was, you mentioned the words first. The word Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some of those words. The neutral words.
A Negro, of course, naturally they refer to the nigger. And we ask in school, in history class, why? Negro, how did they get the name? And our teacher said the Niger River possibly contributed to them being called Negroes, because the Negro doesn't know why he's called a Negro. Then the blacks, and then Afro-American.
How do you feel about these words?
I think we should be known. We have Chinese American,
yeah.
American Chinese American, Japanese American, and many Italians are Americans. They're born here. I think we should be called the Afro American.
Yeah.
That is my contention.
Okay, how do you feel about the word black? A lot of older Negroes dislike that.
I think it is inappropriate. It is not appropriate to say it, because you must remember that we have Negro members of the Negro race that are as white as you are, yet they are within our race, and they can't be termed black. However, if you have the Negro blood in you, you are known as a Negro. I've known this because this fellow was from a very, very rich family. I used to remember his name because I read it.
Yeah.
He married a Negro woman, and his name was Ryan. And he knew her father, a mother, either her father or mother, but she had some Negro blood in her, and she was rejected by his people. And
I call people who are from mixed marriages, racially mixed.
Well, you have to call them half-breeds. If they're American, if they are Mexicans, they call them half-breeds.
Yeah, what is their part Negro and part Caucasian?
Well, they have to be called, they still half.
Yeah.
But now I'm telling you this, and of course, they made it so...